Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning Amir Tashem about Shimur Amatzah L'Shma, L'Zchus Refuah Shleima from Aris Hanamiria Maschana, and a Zivuk Hagun for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshadina, and for Rivka Esther, Bas, Elio Peretz. This is based on a shir given by Agon Rebbe Ariav Ozer Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of Itri, in Harnof, Cholomoy Pesach, in the year Tovshin Ayin Beis. We darshin in Psochem, and Daphlam, and Vavom, Beis, from Lechem Oni, Pratli, Isa, Sheni, Losha, Beyin, Vishem, and Dvash, that you're not Yotze Lechem Oni of Matzah, if the dough was kneaded with wine, oil, and honey. The Ramban, in his Milchamos, not like the Baal HaMaor, explains that we're talking about where there was also water mixed in. Otherwise, other mashkim are not machmitz, and if it doesn't come to chimutz, you're not yotze matzah, says the Ramban. To ha'iskish, because there's a hekesh between chametz and matzah, and all chametz has to be shayach. All matzah has to be shayach that it should come lidei chimutz. If not, you're not yotze. You make a hekesh between chametz and matzah. Ve'od, to ha'bayinan shimur delisha v'afiyah. You need shimur. When you are kneading it, you need to guard it from coming chametz when you're kneading it and when you're baking it. And this is excluded because it doesn't need shimur because it doesn't come to chimutz. So why do I need the reason of lechem oni prat lisa sheni lo shabiyayin shemen utvash? We have another reason why it is not good for matzah, and that is it needs shimur during the lisha and afia. And this is, doesn't require shimur, this type of dough. So why do we need a meat of lechem oni when it's already going to be memuot because it doesn't require shimur? And he proves this point that if it doesn't come to chametz, you're not yotze, because it requires shmura from what we say in the Yerushalmi, that you're not yotze b'revucha. Revucha is dough that was boiled in hot water. As it says, Ushmartem es hamatzas matzah tzricha shimur, yatzazu she'ena tzricha shimur. Matzah requires a shimur, and revucha doesn't need shimur, and therefore you're not yotze matzah. Milernt ois, we learn from here, that matzah that was kneaded without water, even if it's aniya, even if it would be aniya, you're still not yotze because it doesn't require shimur. So just like revucha doesn't require shimur, and then therefore you're not yotze matzah, so too, if it was kneaded with wine, oil, or honey, you're not going to be yotze because it doesn't require shimur because it's not coming to chimutz. And therefore, why do we need the miut of lechem oni pratli yisur sheni lo shabiyayin shemen udvash when it's already memuot because it is not coming lidei chimutz, and therefore it doesn't require shimur. Just as revucha is memuat from being matzah because it doesn't require shimur because it's not ba lidei chimutz. Ad kan midivrei haramban. The Chazon Ish kufchof aleph gimel writes that mitzad hasvara we can be mechalek between revucha and matzah that was kneaded with other mashkim because revucha is never going to come to chimutz and therefore there's no shimur at all. Masha ein kein, if it's made with other mashkim like yain shemen and dvash, you have to guard it that what? That water doesn't come near it and make it into chametz. So there would be a chiluk. However, the svar of the Ramban, who is not mechalik, is that the shimur is an inyan shebechiyuv. It's something positive. You have to do an active shimur and not just a preventative shimur. In other words, there has to already be mayim together with the kemach, and you have to guard it that it shouldn't become chametz. But guarding it that it shouldn't have turned into a, that a matzah shouldn't be created that's going to bring it to chimutz, shimur miniyati, just being monea it, at the water, that it shouldn't come to chimutz, that alone is included in ushmartem. Only a shimur chiyuvi, that it already comes into contact with water. And therefore, the Ramban learned that even if it's made without water, when it's made without water, you are not mekayim the din of shimur. Why? Because it's when it's made without water then you are not guarding it ba'ofen chiyuvi, that it shouldn't become chametz. Why? Because it's not shaykh to becoming chametz. You're just preventing it from getting into you, that it shouldn't be mischadesh, it's mamatzav, that's going to bring it to chimutz. However, it is not in a matzav right now where it could come to chimutz. Since it is not right now in a matzav where it could come to chimutz, that's not considered a positive shmira. It's only a positive shmira if it's now in a matzav where it could come to chimutz. But to prevent it from getting into a matzav where it could come to chimutz, that is not considered shmira. And therefore, in the case of Nilosha, B'yayin, Shem, and Dvash, the Ramban is bothered that all you're doing is Shimur Miniyati. You're just preventing it from coming into a matzav where it'll come to chimutz, as opposed to it being now in a matzav where it'll come to chimutz. So the Ramban holds that that is not considered shmira. The only proper shmira is when it is now in a matzav where it could come to chimutz, and not that you're preventing it from coming into a matzav or come to chimutz. That's not called shmira, and therefore yayin shem and dvash, you're not yotzei u'shmarta mis hamatzos. So the Ramban asks, so why do you need the meter of lechem oni? It's already not considered kosher for matzah because it's not in a matzav where it could come to chimutz. However, frek the Chazon Ish, that this svara that we just said, that if it's made with yayin shem and dvash, since it can come to chimutz, there's no din of ushmartem, is l'chore soser, the Ramban himself, in his chidushim to the Masechta. And that Rava says that it's a mitzvah l'iltos esachitim, l'iltos means to soak it in water, as it says, ushmartem es hamatzos. And if you're not loses it, if you don't soak it in water, how are you doing the shimur? Alright, the shimur is to put it in the water and make sure that it doesn't come to chametz. So the Lasisa puts you in a matzav where you're doing Shmira. Frek the Ramban, Rava said that those who are Mehapech the Omrim, those who turn over the sheaves, should do so L'shem Mitzvah, because he holds that you need Shimur Mishas Ktzira. So you see that it's enough to do Shimur that the water shouldn't come near. Why then it is a mitzvah to do Mitzvah Lilsos? As long as you don't have to actually have it to come into contact with water, you don't have to do a shimur chiyuvi, it's enough that you're mishamer that water shouldn't come in the first place. That is also considered shimur. Therefore, you can do the shimur mishas ktzira by being hofech li'amrim l'shem mitzvah. That's one of the Ramban's questions. The Ramban also asks, what does he mean when he says that it's a mitzvah liltos, that it's a mitzvah to do l'sisa, that it's mashman, it's nam akiv b'di'eved? How can that be? If you don't do the proper shimur, you're not yotze yidei chova. So what do you mean mitzvah? It's only a nice thing to do. It's not ma'akev, but it's nice, a mitzvah to do l'sisa. No, if you're not doing shimur, you're not yotze yidei chova. So that's Ramban's second kasha. So Ramban says that these two kashas, echas meturetzes bechaverta, one of them is answered with the other one. Because the vada rav is mode that the ikar shimur is that it shouldn't come to chimutz. That's the shimur, that it shouldn't become chametz. But since the Torah says ushmartem, you are permitted to bring it to a matzav where it's going to require a shimur. And Rava holds that as long as you do so, you are, when you do so, in other words, when you bring it to a matzav where it requires shimur, you are properly mekayem ushmartem. That's a not much nicer kiyum of ushmartem, and therefore it's a mitzvah lilsos. In other words, it's better to put it in a matzav where you have to do a shimur chiyuvi. Even though einachinami meikar adin, it's enough just to make sure that it doesn't come into contact with water. That's enough of a shmira. But if it does come into contact with water, that's an even higher level of shmira. So again, we had two kashas. The first kasha is, first kasha was that Rava says that it's a mitzvah to do l'sisa, and the Ramban says, why is it a mitzvah to do l'sisa to be mekayim shimur ha-matzos, shimur ha-chita? It's enough when you're hofech the amrim l'shem mitzvah. That's also considered That's also considered shimur mishas ktsira, even without water. So what's the answer? Enachinami, meyikar adin. It is enough to do when it doesn't come into contact with water. That in itself is considered shmira. As long as you do the shmira there, that the water doesn't come near. So he says, why then do you need to do the lasisa b'mayim? Frek the Ramban. The answer is because lefnim mishur sadin, it's a higher level of shmira. And he also says, why does it say? Why he also asks, why is it a mitzvah lilsos? Ay shimur is meikar adin. The answer is einachinami meikar adin. It's just a mitzvah to make sure that water doesn't come into contact with water. And a higher level of shmira is that you do lasisa, that it actually does come into contact with water. That's what Moriv Rabbi Shlita says, that the whole idea of lasisa is that's Yetzirah, is the Yetzirah's chametz, that you have to come into contact with the Yetzirah, that's life, and then you beat it. Akopanim, the second kash is also the second kash is Meturetzis now, because Einachinami Meker Adin, it's enough to do make sure that it doesn't come into contact with water, but there's a higher level of Shmira. To make sure that when it does come into contact with water, that it doesn't turn into chametz. And that's why it's only a mitzvah lilsos, but it's really not makiv b'di'evit. Why is it not makiv b'di'evit? I shimur is makiv b'di'evit. The answer is the shimur that's makiv b'di'evit is made is shimur that it doesn't come into contact with water. And the mitzvah lilsos is the higher level of it coming into contact with water, making sure that it doesn't come to chametz. So you see that the Ramban learns in the Pshat Sugis HaGemara that Mitzad Adin, even Shimur Miniyati is considered Shimur. Just the mitzvah lulsos to be Shomer Bofen Chiyuvi after it does come into contact with water, that you make sure it doesn't turn into Chametz. Oy Bazoi, we can say very well that Isa that was kneaded without water, you're Mekayim the Din of Shimur. That the water shouldn't come, that it shouldn't come into contact with water. And there's no Raya from Revucha where there's no shimur at all. There's not shayach for the revucha to turn to chametz. So how can the Ramban ask, frek the chazon ish, that the Gemara doesn't need the meat of lechem oni to exclude yayin, shemen, and dvash matzah, because it's already no good because there's no shimur? The Ramban himself holds that there is shimur with yayin, shemen, and dvash, because you're making sure that it doesn't come into contact with water. And that for the Ramban, may ikar adin is enough of a shimur. And why does the Ramban bring a raya from Revucha? Revucha, there's no shimur at all. Revucha can't turn into chametz. B'yayin, shemen, and dvash, it can if there's also water. So the Ramban l'chor is sosir himself. And the Chazon Ish blives with the tzarechiyum. We could be only on another kasha. It says in the Sugis HaGemara, Pesachim Lamed Ches, that according to Rabba, Shimur HaMatzah has to be L'Shem Mitzvah. Shimur HaMatzah has to be L'Shem Mitzvah. And that's why it says that Chalos Todah V'Rekikei Nazir, that you made for yourself, you're not Yotzei Matzah. Because it has to be Mishtameris L'Shem Matzah. And not, if it was Mishtamer, for the sake of your chalos toldim rikikei nazir l'shem zevach. So we see that shimur has to be l'shem mitzvah. And the Gaon and Rishonim have a big machlokas if a goy needs the matzah and a Yisrael is standing there and he's guarding it l'shem matzah. Rav Haigon says that it's mahani, it works, it's good. Brought in the Torah Chaim Tov Samach, and so learned a number of Rishonim. The Rashba and the Tshuva and the Ritva and his Chedushim ask them the Sugi and Gittin Gabe Ksivas Haget that it doesn't help if Yisrael Omer Al Gabe Agoy and tells him to do it Lishma, because Nachri Adaita Denafshi of it. So who had Din Matzah that it wouldn't work if the Goy does it and the Jew is standing there? And the Dva brings from his Rebbe the Ra'ah that he was learned Lahakal, because Matzah is different, this doesn't require Asiya Lishma like Get, rather it requires Shimur Lishma, and the Shimur is done by the Yisrael Lishma. And it doesn't matter that the person making the matzah does it Lishma. Mashiach came the get, the writer has to do it Lishma. And therefore, it doesn't work if a guy is writing it, because the Daite Dinafshia, but he's doing it for himself, not because of what the Jew is telling him to do. The Ritva holds that matzah also you have to do with lishma, and he learns that he shtels tzu to ksivas haget. He says they're equated. And so is Mefurish in the Lashon of the Michtam, that the asiya of the matzah has to be lishma. The Meiri, he brings another taina, not to be machshir asiyas matzah with a goy when Yisrael is guarding, because a person ain't adam mishamer mashe biyad chaver. A person doesn't guard what's in the hand of his friend, like we say in Chagiga. Even though it's interesting that in Chagiga, the Meiri is docha the svara, and he says there's no raya for matzah. But the Meiri in Psachim says that ain't adam mishamer mashe biyad chavero. So therefore, the goy, the Jew, isn't going to properly guard what's in the hands of the goy. And so writes the Or HaChaim that it's not shimur when you're mishamer what's biyad chaveru. And there are a number of nafkusos between these reasons. The post can discuss if making the holes in the matzah has to be done lishma, taz, magen avram, tafsamach. The reason you would say it doesn't require, because the nikuv is not part of the seder of asiyas hapas. Now, that would only be correct according to the reason that the asiya has to be lishma. Then you can say that the nikuv is not part of the asiyas hapas, and therefore it doesn't require lishma. But if it's a din in shimur hamatzah that it has to be lishma without any connection to the asiya, sof, since you need shimur the entire time, and here when they did the nikuv, there was a time when they weren't being mishamer lishma, therefore you can't be machshir. So we learned before that the ra'ah says that matzah doesn't require asiya, just shimur, and the shimur is done lishma. But here where they're doing the nikuv, when they're doing the nikuv, there's no shimur lishma, there's not a proper shimur. So memela, you cannot have memela, the nikuv of the matzah would have to be done lishma. The Ritva, who learns that there's a din in the matzah that it has to be done lishma, and therefore he equated it to get, would say that when you do the nikuv, it doesn't have to be lishma. Why? Because it's not considered asiya. Because part of the asiyas hapas is not the nikuv, and therefore the nikuv wouldn't require lishma, but it's a din in shimur. So then, even when you're doing the nikuv, it has to be mishumer lishma. What about mishim matzis? If you require asiya lishma, so it's not enough to turn it on lishma, just like tviyas tzitzis. Many people hold that turning on the machine lishma is not enough. But if you don't need asiya lishma, and the reason with the goy it's pasul is because you're not mishamer mashe biyad chavero, so it's mistaber that even in a machona you can do shimur lishma when you're standing next to the machona. Ain't other mishamer mashe biyad chavero, but the machona, yes. Therefore, even if you're machmir in tzitzis, that's because the tzitzis require asiya lishma, and turning on the machine lishma is not considered asiya lishma. But if it's ain on the mishamer mashe biyad chavero, so in matzah there'd be room to be mekel. And also, if you learn that matzah doesn't require asiya, just shimur, so here when you turn on the machine, you're going to be doing shimur. So you're mishamer mashe biyad Hamashin, and that's the Meiri, and you're also Meshamer properly, and it's not to the issue of not Techisar and Asiya Lishma. The answer is it has to be Shimur Lishma, so you're doing Shimur Lishma. So when you talk about the Nikov HaMatzahs, if the Nikov are not done Lishmas, then there's a time you're not being Meshamer Lishma. But so there would come out L'chumra, that the Nikov would have to be Lishma, because you have to do the Shimur Lishma. So even when you're doing the Nikov, it has to do, we have to do Shimur Lishma. But when it comes to a machine, you'd be allowed to use a machine, because there you can do the Shimur Lishma. Mashenkin, if you hold the Din and Asiya, so there would be a Kula by Nikov, because Asiya Nikov is not considered Asiya. And there would be a Chomer by the machine, because turning on the machine is not considered Asiya. And what about Nikuv b'machona? So Nikuv b'machona, you could have Meman of Shech, it's going to be kosher. Because on one hand, it's not Asiya, because it's only the Nikuv. So no chisaron in the Asiya. That it's not Lishma, because it's not considered Asiya. And also there is Shimur, he's watching it, so it'll be good on both sides. I'll go upon him, we had the Svar of the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says that you don't require Asiya Lishma. That was all parenthetical. We're going back to the main point now. You don't require Asiya Lishma, rather Shimur Lishma. And therefore, if a guy is doing it, let the guy do it, and as long as you watch it, it's fine. So we have to understand with the Ritva and the Rashba hold that the Asiya has to be Lishma, and therefore they passel the guy, even if a Jew is doing the Shimur. So in order to be miyashev, we have to be omed on the ikur geder shimur hamatzah lishma. In Rashi and Pesachim it says lamed ches that if you guard it l'shem matzah and l'shem chalos toda, it's ksheru l'matzah. The minchas chinuch yud os yud dalid is medayik from the lashon of the Rambam matzah mishtameres l'inyan matzah bilvad hu sheyotzim ba, that if you're mishamer for matzah and for something else, you're not yotze. So we have to understand the Shorash of the Machlokas, why if you're Meshamer for the Shem of Matzah and something else, one opinion holds. Rashi says that it's kosher, and the Menchas Chinuch is Medayik from the Rambam, even though it's not Mukhruch in the Rambam, but he's Medayik from the Rambam and Chometz Matzah Vav Tes, that it's not allowed to be Meshamer for both. That if it has to be Meshamer only for Matzah, and not for Matzah and something else. One could learn in the Rambam matzah mishtamer eslinyan matzah bulvad hu sheyotzin ba, meaning that it's for matzah and it's not l'shem zevach. But if we matzah and l'shem zevach, we'll be fine. Akopanim, the chinuch learns in the Rambam that if it's a tarobus of kavanas for this and for that, it's no good. And Rashi learns that it is good. What's the shorash of their machlokas? We also have to be tamei on Rashi from the sugin Gemara and Menachas Mem Beis Amud Beis, that there it says that if you color the tcheles l'shem tzitzis, and also the Shem Nisayon to check it out, the color, so it's pasul letzitzis. So if you do it both lishma, not l'shem tzitzis, and not l'shem tzitzis, it is pasul for tzitzis. So how is that different from our case? Why if matzah is good if you have a tarabas of kavanas, but tzitzis no? So we have to be mevar this by first bringing a famous grach. Rabbeinu Chaim and Tefillin Aleph Tesvav says that they're two gidre asiya lishma. Sometimes you have to be miyachid something for kedusha or for a mitzvah, that through your asiya, the chefetz has a chalos shame and din that is machshir it. And that is a sug, a category of asiya lishma that creates a hechshir and chalos din on the chefetz. And according to the Tor, as the Grach explain him, this category of Asiya Lishma, you have to verbalize the lishma. Like if you're writing a Sefer Torah, that your mechil, a din Sefer Torah, it has to be verbalized. So there's one type of lishma that you're meyached a davar for kedusha for a mitzvah, and there the lishma has to be verbalized. There's another din of lishma that isn't poel anything. Rather, it is just a matter of the person's knowledge and his kavana for the maisa that he's doing. And according to the Tur, this is the din of lishma when you're writing the askaris, when you're writing Shem Hashem. And according to him, you don't need to verbalize this lishma. Rather, it's enough that the writer knows that this is not just a regular word. Rather, it's an askaris, it's a Shem Hashem, Ayin Sham Baruka. So we have to be choker in the gather of the din of lishma and matzah. Are we making a chalos cheftz of matzah mitzvah? Or maybe the gather is that you know you're doing a maisa, you know you're making kosher matzahs, but you're not being mechil a chalos din on the matzah. What's the category of matzah mitzvah? According to what the Rabbeinu Chaim writes, Bedas HaTur, the nafkamina would be if you need dibur peh to make it lishma, or would it be enough if you just have a machshava? The prima, if it's a chalois on the matzah, you need it to have a dibur peh. And if it's just your own yediyah samaisa, then machshava would be enough. The prima gadim, cited in the Bir Halacha Tov Samech, writes that you need dibur peh. However, in the Minchas Baruch and Sof Simon Beis, he's tamei on this, and he brings a proof that has absolutely no answer to it, a irrefutable proof, that it's enough to do machshava. Why? Because Chalos told him Rikike Nazir that you make in order to sell in the marketplace Arksherim Lematza. The Gemara explains the reason. Kol Lishuk im Luchay Mimlech. Amri Mizdabin Mizdamin. Ilo Mizdabin Ebu Buana. Because a person has a double kavana. He says, if I sell it from the Shuk Al Chalos Tadim Chalos told him Rikike Nazir, Givaldik. And if I don't, I'll be yotzei matzah. So that's a person's machshava, stam de mil, so there's no dibur peh. That's his das. His das is limkor. And he says, and if not mocher, it'll also be for the matzah. So there's no dibur here. So you see, you can have a double kavana for matzah or for rekike nozir and chalas toda. And it's enough to have a machshava. And you don't even need a machshava lahedya. That's just your pasha das. So you certainly don't need a dibur. You certainly don't need a dibur when you are making the lishma on the matzah. If so, according to the Tur in the Hezber of Rabbeinu Chaim, it's muchach that it's enough with matzah that you have yediyas v'kavanas hamaisa. In other words, you're not making a chalos on the matzah. Rather, you are just, it's enough that you have yediyah that you're doing l'shem mitzvah matzah. And therefore, it doesn't require a dibur peh. There's another nafgamina. According to what it says in the Oneg Yontif, that lishma, to create a cheftza, needs to be done specifically by the Bailim. But somebody else is not empowered to be miyachet something for a certain purpose. Mashenkein, if the gather is kavani, diyas hamaisa, with that being mechel, echalos and lechefetz, there it's enough that you just do shimur. Doesn't matter if it's the bailim or anybody else. You have another nafkamina. If it's chalos and lechefetz, need dibur peh, and if it's chalos and lechefetz, it can only be done by the bailim. If it's just the idea, it can be done by anybody, and it can be done even b'machshav. So, we're only b'chatzi aderech merv rabbi Yisai. We have more to go. And Ritz Hashem, in the next shir, we shall continue, and I hope a siyata d'shmaya eventually to answer the kasha of the Chazanish and the Ramban. And we should all be zocha l'mor olam edishmo l'as l'chem t'olivu samotar sofi hava. Amen v'amen, shalom shalom, sweetest friends.